Are you having fun in your business? I mean, it should be fun, right? Well, sometimes the fun gets overlooked when you're dealing with the have-tos, the complexities of being your own boss and actually running the show. It's my goal that this, the Fun Business, Fun Money podcast, can help reignite your spark of fun by providing tips, tools, insights, and inspiration so you can enjoy running your business in the simplest, easiest, most fun way possible. I'll be sharing practical tips and ideas that you can implement immediately, along with business and money mindset insights to keep you moving forward no matter what's going on around you. I'm your host, Deirdre Amies, the Fun Business and Money Coach and founder of Powered by Personality. Let's play. Hey there, and welcome back to the Fun Business, Fun Money podcast. As you may know by now, I do two episodes each week. One is a longer coaching episode, which comes out on Tuesdays. That's where we go into a little bit more detail on a particular topic. And the other is, in theory, a quick tip, tool, or tactic that you can implement immediately, which comes out on Thursdays. And that's what I've got for you today, a quick tip that should be completely obvious by the title, Shake It Off. And if you don't have Taylor Swift singing in your head right now, where have you been? If you do, you're welcome. Tay-Tay is right though. When crappy stuff happens to us or around us, instead of letting it stick like the proverbial shit to a blanket, shake it off. It's super easy to get stuck dwelling on things. Maybe there was a conversation or an interaction with someone that didn't go quite how you imagined. Or maybe you just got stuck in traffic and it made you cranky. It's just as easy to shake it off and shift your energy back towards the fun, positive, good stuff that you actually want to feel. It just might need a little practice if you're not used to doing this. I know being stuck in traffic is the worst. It used to make me so cranky, and I am super happy that I work from home now. And it wasn't until I accepted that I couldn't change the traffic, I couldn't change other people's driving behavior, that I decided I'm just not going to let it get to me. I switched to using that time to have a car party instead. I just crank up my favorite tunes and enjoy the alone time. Now, I've noticed this with my lovely hubby and kiddos over the years too. They'll be working on something. They're all gamers. They've built their own computers. Hubby loves doing all the garden work. Basically, they all love doing various things. And from time to time, the frustration levels go through the roof when they can't get past a certain level, or something doesn't click into place easily, or the lawnmower won't start. My question here is, are you the type to keep at it no matter what and try to force the situation? Or do you take a break, walk away, and shake it off before coming back and trying again with a fresh perspective? I'm the second type. I've done it as long as I can remember, so I don't actually remember a time when I didn't do something like this. I will walk away from whatever it is. I'll make a cup of tea. I'll put on some upbeat music, move my body to literally shake it off. Now, I'm not much of a dancer, so be thankful that you can't see me during these times. But of course, the point isn't about your or my dance skills. It's about taking the break. Because when you break your focus from something that isn't currently working and you literally shake it off for a few minutes, what often happens is the solution is completely obvious when you come back to it. It's like, ah, there's that thing, that missing piece. It doesn't have to be a cup of tea and a boogie around the kitchen. Maybe going for a walk to clear your head is what you need. Take the dog if you have one, or borrow someone else's, with permission, of course. Get some sunshine if there is any, and get some fresh air. whatever it takes to change your state. Now, there are plenty of times when my creativity feels blocked. I've got things I need to do, but the words aren't flowing. So instead of staring at a blank screen or scrolling aimlessly through social media, shake it off. I get some of my best ideas when I'm out walking or while I'm swimming laps in our backyard pool. That way I'm getting exercise and I'm solving my problems. So there you go, a quick tip from me and Taylor Swift. Shake that shit off, do something different, and then come back to whatever you're working on with a fresh energy. That's what I got for you today. I'd love to hear how you shake things off. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram with your favorite pick me up and shake it off song, because I'm always looking for fun new music to add to my playlists. I'm at Fun Business, Fun Money on both Facebook and Instagram. Take care, have fun, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me. If you found this episode useful, make sure you hit that follow button on your chosen podcast platform so you get the notifications when each new episode goes live and you don't miss anything. If you know someone who would also get something from it, don't be shy, share it with them. One of the best things about being a business coach for online entrepreneurs is helping them make sense of their creative ideas and turn them into a simple, clear business system that actually makes money. A client recently described me as a castle building expert. You've got the big vision and some of the building materials already, but you don't quite know how to bring it all together into a solid foundation. Then I come along and I show you the blueprint that makes sense of it all. I love that analogy. And I'd love to show you your personalized blueprint, the one that's just right for you and your clients. But I can't do that until you join Ignite, my business and money coaching program. So head on over to deirdreamies.com/ignite for all the details. Fill out the application form and let's talk about building your castle in the simplest, easiest way possible.